restoring those suddenly overtaken by faults or sins. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Paul, in one verse, gives complete instructions for restoring those in a fault. He says, first, if a man be overtaken in a fault. This word overtaken, it means surprised or rushed with a fault, out of nowhere, taken with passions, so soon that he knows not what hit him. Not speaking of practicing, plotting, or planning to do evil, but sincerely surprised by it, if he be overtaken in a fault. So then this man did not plan to do evil, but because he did not watch, or because Satan was ever lurking about, and he gave in to sudden, sinful temptations. This man is a brother. He has a track record of truth. He has been overtaken by a fault or sin. The instructions are given to ye which are spiritual. Ye who are walking in the Spirit. Ye who are filled with the Spirit. You who practice and live in the fruit of the Spirit that was just mentioned in the previous verses. You are given instructions to restore such an one. Yes, he needs restoration to be brought back from his error, taught the truth, shown his failures, and brought back to the truth. Be it doctrinal, be it practical or moral failure, he is to be restored in the spirit of meekness, which is the opposite of laying the hammer down on him or pressing him with reproachful censures or hard rebuke, but having patience with him, to restore him and bring him back to a right fellowship with the Lord and the church. We ought to make much haste and do quickly restoration work when we see one fall into an error. We should not wait too long when they fall into sudden error before we go out, reach our arm out to them and restore them before Satan gets more of an advantage over them. The Bible says in the spirit of meekness, in some cases it is necessary to be harsh. In a case of a man overtaken in a fault suddenly, it is not necessary to be hard or have furious rebukes, but to in the spirit of meekness restore him, speaking kindly to him and showing him the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. Considering thy own self, considering thyself lest thou also be tempted, that you could fall the same way. And like our last devotion spoke of, could in all actuality leave a door open for Satan to tempt you by having the wrong spirit when reproving or restoring such a one. We then bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. It is bearing their burden to restore them from sudden faults. It takes much patience sometimes and kindness. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. This is something to contemplate and meditate upon, that you and I could be overtaken with a fault at any time. God forbid that we should be, but we could be, and we would want the same mercy and kindness and meekness to be showed to us as we show to others. So, be cautious, be careful not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to, or think himself to be something when he is nothing. That's when Satan will get an advantage over us, and that's when we will not exercise that meekness towards others. But to be humble, to be kind, and to have a spirit of meekness, to restore such a one, that is the work of God. That is what God would have us to do.